What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Mama Life. Okay, y'all, so we are in graduation season. Everybody's graduating. Everybody's taking graduation pictures. So I thought it was right to bring up this topic. So my topic for today is, should parents choose their child's career path? Yes, that's a very important topic because I feel that most parents push their children into careers that later on in life they are depressed and sad about because they didn't have a choice or a say in a matter of what they're going to be. So yes, growing up Haitian, I know exactly what it feels like to be under pressure, to be forced into a major that you don't really want to be in. So me growing up Haitian, my parents' one thing was, okay, you either be a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, the big three, only because it was, you know, it was like a you have to succeed. So that was, and it was money. So it was success, money. Yes, you're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, and it could guarantee you to be successful. So yes, going into my college career, I chose to be a cardiologist because, of course, through my whole high school life, it was drilled into my head that I had to be a doctor. You have to be a doctor. This is what's good. This is what's gonna get you money. This is what's gonna make you successful. You have to be a doctor. So I chose to be a cardiologist, which didn't turn out too well because, first of all, the classes were hard, y'all. The classes were hard. I couldn't keep up. I didn't even have money for the books because I went to a private university, and it was a lot to pay. I had to take out student loans. So me trying to keep up with everybody, me trying to succeed in this major that my parents picked, especially for me, trying not to fail, which really didn't work because I failed terribly, okay? I failed terribly. And I realized, I was like, you know what? This is not the major for me. And so I picked another major. Of course, I didn't tell my parents because they were so adamant about me being a doctor that I was afraid to even say that, okay, I'm going to change my major. And to make matters worse, I changed it to acting. Of course, I was going to tell my parents that I changed my major to acting because it was like, acting? For what? Like, I was afraid that, you know, they wasn't gonna support me. They were gonna be like, okay, you can't go to the school anymore. Like, seriously, because foreign parents, Haitian parents, they take their child's career seriously. So I had to lie my way through my junior and freshman year. I had to lie my way through it, and that didn't even work because at the end of the day, I couldn't stay in school anyways because it was mad expensive. It was a private school. I picked acting. I couldn't even graduate, which really, really hurt me because I was like, I really wanted that piece of paper. I really wanted that approval from my parents. I really wanted to make them proud, but I couldn't. So I went back home and I chose Everest, which is like a career school, and I picked medical assistant, which really works out for me because first I'm in a medical field, but I'm not being the doctor that they want me to be. I'm just a medical assistant. They're still pushing me to go higher, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna stay here. So I didn't make them proud, which made me feel real bad. So yes, and saying that, should you choose your child's career path? My answer would be no. I think that you should kind of stir them in the right direction. other than just pushing them and telling them what they're gonna be, because it's stressful enough trying to pick a major. It's stressful enough trying to make it through college. It's stressful enough trying to pass your classes. Now you have to try to make it, trying to pass the classes while trying to succeed in a career path that your parents have picked for you. Not you, your parents. So no, parents, I don't think it's right that you should choose the career path. I think you should have a hand in it, but choosing it is a whole different story. I think there's a difference between choosing it and pushing your kids to it and just stirring them in the right direction, having a hand in it, having a whole conversation. That is what we miss as parents. I think as parents, we think that, okay, we're in control of our kids' life, so we get to tell them what they want to be. We get to tell them what to go for when it comes to college careers. But no, they're adults now. You get to sit down and have a real conversation with them. You get to ask them about what they like, what they don't like, what piques their interest, what they're good at. It's simple. Just have a whole conversation with them. You don't have to like push them and force them into being something that they might not really want to be. Like, they just want to be it just so they can appease you and make you feel good and and make you proud of them. At the end of the day, I think that is their choice, only because they're the one that's like going into college. They're the one that's going to be taking the courses. They're the ones that's going to be struggling with the courses. They're the ones that's going to be, you know, trying to succeed. So you're just going to be in the background. I know you guys pay for the college. I know some parents, you know, you guys invest in the college, but sometimes it's good to like let go a little and let them have it. Let them pick what they want to be. I'm not saying that you should let them pick anything, any crazy thing, but I'm saying that just let them have a voice. It's very important to let your children have a voice instead of just talking over them, letting them know that you're the parent, you know best. Like, let them have a voice. Let them, you know, put their little opinions in. Write things down. Tell them your pros and cons. Like, if you want them to go for a career that, you know, you think will make them a lot of money, you think will make them successful, think about what they want first. Think about what they like to do. If they don't like anything that's involving the career you're picking for them, why would you push that? Why would you want to push that? So first, think about what they want. Second, try to make a list, at least pros and cons, saying, okay, I want you to be this because of this. I don't want you to be whatever you pick because of this, because I see you're enjoying to do this. So this is why you should go into this. Try to steer them into the right direction instead of just pushing them and telling them what they're going to be and just letting them go through their whole life depressed, because first of all, they didn't want to be in a career in the first place. Secondly, you picked the career and now they're like stuck for their whole lives, waking up in the morning, dragging themselves out of bed, not being happy about what they're doing, needing therapy because they didn't choose the career, didn't have a voice in it, you chose it, and now they have to live their lives being unhappy about a career path that you picked because you want them to be successful, make more money, which, in my opinion, money is nothing if you're not, like, happy. Money is nothing if you don't like whatever you're doing to earn that money. Like, it doesn't really mean a thing. It's just, okay, you're making money, but you're waking up every day depressed. You're waking up every day saying, I don't like what I'm doing. Why? What's the point? What's the point? So, no, parents, you should not be choosing your child's career path. I'm not saying you should let your child mess up his life. I'm just saying that you should steer your child into the right direction. And if your child drifts away, because I feel like kids are going to make mistakes. Children are going to make mistakes, period. And I know, like, a big thing like career is like a big mistake, but it's the right time to just sit back and watch what they do and watch how they pick themselves up. And what the important thing is to watch how they pick themselves up, because if you're always behind them trying to get them to do stuff, trying to tell them whatever they need to do, they're going to be lost in this world without you. They're going to depend on you for all their little choices. They're not going to know what to do. They're not going to know where to turn. They're going to turn on you for everything. Because why? Because you're always there trying to make their decisions, their career choices. You're there telling them what they should be, telling them what they should not be. Just let them pick what they want to pick. And if they pick something that you don't like I said, y'all can always sit down, have a talk. Yes, talking is very important, especially to young adults, because they feel that, okay, I have a voice, they're giving me a voice, they're just not, you know, forcing me to do whatever they want to do. Because picking a major is a very stressful time in a young person's life. It's a very stressful time because you don't know what you want. You don't know how it's going to be. You don't know how the classes are going to be. You're trying to choose schools. You're trying to choose a major. It is a very stressful time. And it's like added stress when, you know, some parents are just like forcing their child to like be whatever they think that they want to be and whatever they think will make them the most money, which is always a hit and miss. Like for me, being a doctor was not it. I was like, I wasn't feeling it. And the reason, I'm gonna get off subject for a minute, the reason why I brought this topic up is because I watched a Netflix documentary called What Jennifer Did. And I was watching it and I was like, you know what? I was her. I mean, not her, like I was thinking about doing whatever she did, but I was her. Like I was being pressured to be perfect. I was being pressured to be successful. I was being pressured to go into a career that I really wasn't really interested in, really. But I had to go because I wanted to appease my parents. I wanted to get their approval. And to tell you the truth, like, I didn't go into that career path. I'm still fighting to get their approval. My sister actually went into that career path. Like, I watched her graduate. I watched her go into, you know, working in the hospital. And I watched their eyes light up when she, you know, she succeeded. And then I was like, you know what? I didn't do the same thing. And I think I'm happy with my career choice. I think I was happy when I chose medical assistant because I was like, this is where I fit in. This is where I fit in. I think I would not have been happy if I became that cardiologist that they wanted me to be years ago. I would have the money, of course, but I wouldn't really be happy because cardiologists and, you know, doctors and stuff, they hardly have time for themselves. They hardly have time to do anything. I think I'm happy now because as a medical assistant, I could clock out at 5 and I'm done. Okay, I still get the same benefits of taking care of people. I mean, I still get the same benefits of giving people shots. So I didn't really miss anything. I didn't really up out of the medical assistant thing. I just had to try to drift back into that path. So I'm glad that, I'm not glad that I lied to my parents about my, like, not choosing the major that they wanted, but I'm glad that I had the chance to, like, make my own choices, make my own decisions, and think about what I really wanted to be instead of being forced into something that, you know, that I really wasn't going to be happy in, that I was feeling. First of all, yeah, I felt badly. Can y'all believe it? I did feel badly, and it was bad. So, yes, y'all just give your kids a chance to, like, pick their own career choice. Give your kids a chance to, like, be great. Give your kids a chance to, like, pick themselves up if they fail. And if your kids are struggling with their major, yes, you can help them. Yes, you don't have to let them fail. You can help them. Like I said, steer them in the right direction. Don't just push them and force them to do what you want them to do. So, yeah. That is a topic that I wanted to lay on y'all today, because I feel like so many kids these days are like being pressured into careers that they really don't want to do. So many adults are in careers that, you know, were picked by their parents, and they're like unhappy, and they're in therapy, and they really don't want to get up to go to that job because that's not what they really wanted to do with their lives. They wanted to do something else, but they also wanted their parents' approval. They also wanted, you know, to make their parents happy. And for me, I think, you know, happiness comes within, and it's all about, you know, trying to find your interests, trying to find what you like, trying to find your hobbies and stuff. So if your kids are struggling with their major, if your kids don't know what they want to be, have a seat with them, go over the interests, go over the hobbies, try to stir them into the right directions. Don't just push them into being whatever you want, because what you want may not be what the kids want. Parents and kids, you'll have two different paths. And if you could just talk about it and not force them into what you want them to be, and not mold them into what you want them to be, just turn them in the right direction, everything will fall into place. So, yeah, with that, mama out. I am out. So, yes, just think about that, y'all. Should parents choose their own career path? No, they shouldn't. I just think they should stir the kids in the right directions. So with that, I am out. Peace out. It's story time. You ready for this? All right. I swear my 5-year-old is addictive to being first. All right. Story. So this morning, everybody was getting ready to school. My 9-year-old put on his backpack like he normally does. And then my 5-year-old started like freaking out, like mad crying, because he wanted to put on his backpack first. So yes, this dude is obsessed with being first. And if he's not, he wants everybody to like start over so he could be the first one to do everything. Oh my God, it is so crazy, especially when you're trying to get ready in the morning. So yes, that was my story. All right, time for the inspirational quote of the day. Let's get inspired. And the inspirational quote for today is, when faced with a decision, choose a path that feeds your soul. Again, when faced with a decision, choose a path that feeds your soul. Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLife+3 and catch me on YouTube at MamaLife+3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.